So, Dr. Heldin, you're a leading expert on signal transduction in cells, especially for the growth factors PDGF and TGF-beta. What is their role in cancer?
Well, PDGF stimulates cell growth, and particularly cells of connective tissue origin. And overactivity of PDGF can then drive the development of tumors that carry receptors for PDGF. But there is also mutations of the receptors, which then makes the receptors overactive in other types of cancers. So there can be direct proliferation, stimulation of proliferation by PDGF or overactivity of PDGF receptors. But PDGF also have a more general role in solid tumors, where it can promote angiogenesis and it can also affect the stroma of tumors.
And the other one, the TGF-beta?
TGF-beta is a factor which affects almost all cell types in the body. And it has both tumor-suppressive activities and tumor-promoting activities. So in cancer, TGF-beta has a complicated role. Initially, it prevents us from getting cancer, but at later stages, it promotes cancers.
So it might be difficult to influence these factors in order to have a clinical effect?
Yes, PDGF is easier because if you inhibit PDGF or PDGF receptors, you can help patients with tumors involving overactivity of this of PDGF receptors. However, in TGF-beta, it's more difficult then because you would like to inhibit only the TGF-beta tumor-promoting effects of TGF-beta, but not the tumor-suppressive effects.
So are there any drugs available already which are based on the knowledge of these pathways?
Yes, there are already in clinical use a drug called imatinib or Gleevec, which inhibits PDGF receptor kinases. It's used for treatment of chronic myeloid leukemia because it also inhibits another tyrosine kinase, Abelson. But for those rare tumors in which PDGF receptor kinases are overactive, this drug can help.
And for the other one, for TGF-beta?
For TGF-beta, there is nothing yet used in the clinics, but there are attempts to try to develop inhibitors for TGF-beta also.
Would one expect side effects because PDGF not only plays a role in cancer cells?
Yes. However, the side effects are rather small. The most dramatic effect is that you get edema, so particularly around the eyes where the tissue is very soft. And this is because one of the normal functions of PDGF is to regulate the interstitial fluid pressure in tissues. So if you inhibit TGF-beta, you get edema. There is also other side effects, but they are fairly minimal.
So tumor cells are learning rapidly. So if you inhibit one pathway, the cell might take another one. What do you think about the problem of getting resistant?
Yes, this is a big problem, as you point out. And there is a resistance of many types. And most likely inhibition of PDGF, or for that sake TGF-beta, will also be connected with problems of tumor resistance. I think what most people believe these days is that you need to inhibit many pathways at the same time, and that increases the chances that you will cure cancer.
So that's the background of combination therapy?
Combination therapy, yes.
Besides signaling factors, what do you think are the most interesting areas of cancer research at the moment?
The whole issue of cancer stem cells or tumor-initiating cells, I think, is very interesting. And I think this is also an area where we will learn much more in the near future.
So you served in the scientific committee of the German Cancer Research Center for several years. What are your impressions on cancer research in Germany?
Well, I was very much impressed on what I saw when I was at the Scientific Advisory Board for the DKFZ. There is clearly a lot of excellent work being done here. It's also an impressive concentration of cancer research in this place, with many different groups of different directions.
Is there one topic missing you would like to add?
I think it's pretty complete as it is with all the programs that exist at AKFZ. There is, from the top of my head, there is nothing that I am missing for the moment.
I am persuaded that eventual mastery of cancer will come only from intense and unremitting scientific exploration over decades, says Daniel Ludwig, the founder of the famous Ludwig Institutes. Is that your opinion too?
Yes, definitely. As you know, during President Nixon's regime in the United States, he declared war on cancer in 1971, 40 years ago. And this was a sort of an important event, but of course it wasn't as easy as people might have thought at that time. So despite the large effort that was made, we still haven't really cured cancer, not even close to it. So it is clear that there is a need for a lot of work before this problem is solved. And I am fairly optimistic that we gradually will be able to find ways of treating cancers, but we should be realistic, and it will take still long time before we can offer efficient treatment for all tumor types.
So one very last question. I'm not quite sure. The German Cancer Research Center, it is publicly funded, and the Ludwig Institutes, they are more or less private funded. So do you have a problem of this world finance crisis? Do you feel this?
Yes, since the Ludwig Institute is dependent on its fund, that's sort of the basis for all the research within the Ludwig Institute. When the stock markets are as shaky as they are now, the Institute has a difficult time, although we hope that this will stabilize and in the future will sort of go back to normal again.
So what means difficulties?
Well, the stock markets are now so volatile that the value of the fund can change very rapidly. It's also difficult to get any interest money from the interest rates because they are rather low now. So even if you deposit your money in a very safe way, you don't really get much interest from it. So it's a tricky situation to deal with.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.